and then our blankets. And then on top of that would go our spread. Some of my grandmother used to call them counterpanes, but we always called them a bedspread.
They were about the same thing.
The same thing, uh-huh.
And let's see, what about the thing you put your head on? You call it
a pillow.
Have you ever seen one that went all the way across the
table? Yes, call that a bolster.
What about if you got it extra cold at night? What might you put on the bed to keep
an extra cover of some sort, quilt or a blanket?
Quilts and blankets different?
Yes, they are.
How are they different?
Well, the blanket is mostly, it's made of wool. It's, you don't make your blankets, but your quilts can be made, homemade, or bought. But your blankets are, most of them are single layers. And your quilts are, have bedding or filling between them.
Did you ever make any kind of quilt?
Oh yes, I made so many of them. I couldn't even begin to name all the different kinds I made.
I've got one my grandmother must have made for me. Oh, 22 or 3 years ago when I was a little kid.
My son has one that I made. I started to piece in it. It was just squares and half squares when I was 12 years old, and I finished it when I was 13. And, of course, by having made it so young, he thinks that's it. And, of course, it's beginning to fade out now. The colors aren't as pretty. And I've done quite a bit of crocheting. I made a spread, bedspread, and tablecloth. And I gave one of them the tablecloth and one the bedspread, so each one would have something.
Crocheting, they're pretty time-consuming.
Yes, it is. It's the reason I think that you don't see too much of it anymore, because it does take quite a bit of time. In fact, I have my Afghan. I have made, I don't know how many of this one I'm making right now. When I'm sitting watching TV, I do that. That's what I do most of the time of the evening when I'm here alone.
Oh, my wife's been sewing since I've been gone. She made me 2 shirts.
Wonderful.
Say you didn't have enough beds to sleep everybody, you might make what down on the floor?
A pallet.
I'll ask you a few questions about names for the land, different kinds of land. You expect a big crop from the land. You said the soil is very
rich or fertile.
And what about flat, low-lying land along a stream? Any name for that? Flat, lowland along
a stream? No, I would imagine that would be the riverbed or something of this sort.
And what about a field that's good for nothing? Other than just, you know, raising grass or grazing, any special
name? Well, that was poor soil.
And so the land that has water standing on it all year, all the time.
It might be a prairie. It might be I think that one of the names they used to use was slough or slush or something of this sort, slush land or something.
Is a prairie, is that kind of like a swamp?
No, a prairie does not have trees on it. A prairie does. Kind of like the area you see here on the other side of this house, where there's water standing and it's wet most of the time and it has vegetation on it.
But no trees.
But no trees.
In the swamp has trees. Mm-hmm. Now, what about if it's by the ocean? You have seagrass and all. What would you call it?
You have those domes there, the sand domes.
Now, marsh. Now, is that what is that?
That is where the water comes in, overflows, and when the weather, you know, high water time or something, the marsh would be where the water would come over, overflows, and then recedes in the dry weather time.
That marsh, is that mostly salt water or fresh?
No, it can be salt or fresh, either one.
And we mentioned the word creek. Is that always fresh water to you?
Yes.
So your land is part sand and part clay. You have any special name for that?
No.
What about, you know, when it have a big heavy rain and it washes out of what there in a road?
We'd call that a washout.
And say there's a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream. What would you make it?
Ravine.
And what about small elevation, small rise in the land, say 100 feet, you have a vista?
Steep incline or a hill.
What if it's a couple of thousand feet to call it?
Then that would be a mountain or a hill.
The thing you open the door over there, you just turn the what?
The knob.
You ever heard anybody call a hill a knob?
Hmm.
talk about mountains, say the rocky side of a mountain that kind of drops off straight like that, any name for that?
No.
And what about where you have water coming over? You have a
waterfall?